The D-backs going for their fourth straight win, taking on the Tigers. Taiwan Walker on the mound for the first time since May 19th. We pick it up in the first. The D-backs leading at 1-0, 2-men on for Brandon Drury facing Jordan Zimmermann.
There's a shot into left field off the bat of Brandon Drury. Goldschmidt in to score. Rounding third is Owings. He's headed home. Throws a one-hop strike to the plate, and they got him easily. Good throw from Upton to Avila to cut down Owings. But an RBI single for Drury and hard contact in the first inning. And the Diamondbacks score a couple. The 3-2 is swing and a miss. Ate him up inside.
You know, this guy is so big. When he throws the ball, it looks like he's lobbing the ball. But that went 96 with late movement. Riding action.
The 0-2, fastball, strike three. Got him on the outside edge, right there on the edge of the strike zone. That's a heck of a pitch. Now the windup in the 0-2. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. It fell down to first. Mike Esterbrook says a strikeout of Castellanos, and Taiwan Walker just struck out the side.
It looked easy.
2-1 Diamondbacks, Tigers with runners at second and third. Victor still has the good hitters count, the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a fly ball softly into left. Herman in, he'll put that in his back pocket for out number three.
Boy, oh boy.
Tigers threaten, do not score for the second straight inning. They strand two, this time both in scoring position. Tigers now bat in the bottom of the ninth, trailing by a run, facing for some an old teammate, Fernando Rodney. The 1-2 pitch, got him with a changeup. Now the 3-2, got him. He took a changeup down in the strike zone. Nick thought he'd just taken ball four, but it was right there. It's a called third strike.
Yep.
The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball. And the Diamondbacks come into Comerica Park and sweep the two-game series from the Tigers. That's Fernando Rodney. The ex-Tiger strikes out the side to end it.
Fernando Rodney gets his 18th save as the D-backs win their fourth in a row, taking it 2-1. Arizona's won seven of their last eight. Taiwan Walker the win, allowing one run in five innings. Nicholas Castellanos had his 11-game hitting streak snapped. Detroit has now lost five of their last six. The Tigers come up short against the D-backs. Manager Brad Ausmus spoke after the game.
Well, I mean, it was by far the best outing he's had all year, one of the best outings we've had from a starting pitcher the entire season. So he did an outstanding job. Gave up the two in the first, really, you know, probably partially because of an error. But he was outstanding. Certainly did more than give us a chance to win.
Looked like the command of just about every pitch was there. We've talked a lot about his slider coming back. But what about the command of those other pitches?
The slider was very good tonight. He used the breaking ball, the bigger breaking ball, the curve ball on both sides. Fastball command was good. Used the two-seamer some. He was good. You don't go eight innings in big leagues and give up two runs unless you're good.
Offensively, obviously, I mean, you guys leave a few guys on base a little bit more than Arizona, but overall, just one run, and it's about scoring runs. What was Walker doing that made it so effective against your hitters tonight?
Well, he throws hard, and he's got a good little slider, cutter, slider thing, and he certainly pitched well. You think, you know, you feel like you can scrape out a couple runs, but we didn't tonight. You know, you feel like you wasted an outing. There was not much we can do about it, so we'll move on.
You feel like you had a really good offense, and people can understand why, but 11 times you've been held to one run or fewer this year. What has been the biggest concern for you offensively?
Well, there's no concern. It's just we haven't gotten the big hit in those games. We get a couple men on, maybe it's with two outs, and we don't get the big hit at times and push either open up the game or push a couple runs across. That makes a difference in the game.
Sometimes I read too much into numbers, so feel free. You guys are 7-25 when you score four runs or less. What does that say about this team, do you think?
I don't know that that's different from any other team. But this is a team built on offense. You know, we're built around the lineup. We expect to score runs. We have been really over the last week or 10 days, but today we didn't.
The fans and media to focus on your cleanup spot. You've already addressed this. However, Victor's hitting .229 in the month of June. Smaller sample size.
No one questioned it in the month of May, though, did they?
Well, I still think they did.
No, they didn't. He hit pretty well in the month of May. So,
would you consider, though, like not just for his sake, but you always talk about there's only so much you can do with the lineup. Would you consider rearranging JD, Justin, and Victor to maybe get more of a spark?
I consider changes all the time. You'll find out when I make the change or if I make the change.
Up next, the Tigers host the Rays beginning on Thursday.